Yeah, okay, so let's, I wanted to add to yesterday, a lot from yesterday, and I wanted to talk about I wanted to add two nekudas. So yesterday we talked about how to understand the function of bittul, what exactly does bittul do, bittul hatev and bittul offer. And basically we laid out two possibilities, then we had a third possibility. We'll start with two possibilities, just to keep it simple. The way we said it yesterday, you know, the way it evolved yesterday. One possibility. Rav Shach and Avi Ezri in Perek Dalet Sukkah Halachim Gimel talks about this chakira. He develops this chakira. Maybe we'll talk later about what he says. But anyway, he develops this chakira. He says that we can understand bittul works that the tevin becomes that you have a battle of tevin, that the tevin is kekarka. The Marik, that it's like bittul chametz, it makes medamet to bittul chametz. It's a pula in the tevin itself. The tevin, by me, is like karka, the apadar. So melech becomes karka. That's one way to understand. Or understand that the pula bittul is not that the tevin is karka, but just since I'm immobilizing the tevin, I say loya tlenu. That's plus the rashi here. Loya tlenu. I'm not going to take this tevin away. I'm leaving it here. So it's memait in the cholov. But now the cholol is occupied by this immobile tevin. It became a permanent feature of the cholol, so you have less cholol. Not kakaka, but just the cholol is immobilized. The cholol is mismayed. And what do we tell that in the Machlekes and Iri in the Michtam? Michtam says that the bittul heaven only works. The bittul only works for the schach. That you know. The Hashlama says, not the Michtam. The Hashlama. The Hashlama says that the sug is not like Rovim. The sug is not like Rovim. Because what does it help that you do bittul give a battle of heaven, but the mechitzas are still the malam esrim? It's good. The rabban is there. It's good. The shelter bein. I'm sitting on top of the tevin. The shelter bein. So or this tilt, but the mitzad mechitzas, the mechitzas are you measure from the ground, and the meiris chalad. The meiris, what do you mean measure from the ground? If the tevin now becomes kikaka gomer, so if the tevin is kikaka, so then you measure the mechitzas. If you dig mechitzas down into the ground, you don't measure from down underneath. From you measure from the kaka. Who told you to dig the mechitzas down into the ground? You measure from the kaka. Now the tevin is the kaka, so the mechitzas are measured from the top of the tevin. So the chalad, that's in the kudas hamachlekes. The Iri understood that the bittul is that the tevin becomes kikarka. And the Hashlam understood that the tevin doesn't become kikarka. The bittul nearly is that I'm a mite in the chol. But the karka is down below. The mechitzas are still measured from the karka, not from the nothing to do with the chol. It's had mechitzas kvad measured from the karka. So I wanted to suggest that perhaps this is behind the mechitzas between Rashi and the Rosh, Rashi's school of thought, that bittul does not have to be loyalim, it's enough bittul l'shiva. And the Rebbein Chanal and the Rav Yo, that you have bittul, need to have bittul loyalim. The Rebbein Chanal and the Rav Yo understood that the bittul is that the tevin is ka'op. It's like bittul chometz. So about that has to be loyalim. What does that do with l'shiva? The tevin is going to be a fair. What does the tevin care about how long you have in the midst of sukkahs? I want to make the tevin ka'op. So that's not totally this man of sukkahs. It's totally the tevin itself. Tevin is impervious to whether it's sukkahs or not. You want to make the tevin kafir, it has to be loyal. And that's the Rebbein Chanal and the Rabbi. On the other hand, Rashi, the Rosh, they held the bittul is in the cholo. In the cholo sukkah. The bittul in the cholo sukkah only has to be b'meshech this man of sukkahs. It's only a sukkah on sukkahs. After sukkahs, it's not relevant. The cholo sukkah is leading in sukkahs. So to be mamait the chol of the sukkah, I need that the chol of the sukkah will never be more than esrim. The height of the chol of the sukkah will never be more than esrim. So for that, it's enough that I immobilize the tevin for kol yimei sukkahs. The same with atumah, kol zman shatumah sham. The Ran says, because as long as kol zman shatumah sham, the tevin or whatever it is going to remain, then the mace will never have a chol of tevin. So it's a tumah ritzutzu. Then we had a problem. That was the chora b'pshutay. We had a problem in the Me'iri, because on the one hand the Me'iri seems to be from the school of thought that that the bittul is to make the tevin kikarka, kikarka gomer. On the other hand, the Iris is the Peirush, the bittul is the shiva like Rashi. So because of that, I suggested maybe a third possibility. That the bittul is not in the tevin itself to make it tofer, on the one hand, but not, on the other hand, it's not just the bittul in the cholom. The bittul is to make the ground level from the top of the tevin. That's what he means, kikarka gomer. Not that the tevin itself is kafadar. It's not a pu'ula in the tevin. But it's a pu'ula, when I want to measure the sukkah, this height of the sukkah is measured from ground level. Where is ground level? So ground level is not from the top of the table. Ground level is from the ground. But what's called the ground? Well, if I have something, if I have something that's an immobile fixture on the ground, I have a covering on the ground that's going to be here for all of sukkahs, then l'inyan sukkahs, l'inyan sukkah, the ground is measured from there. So ground level, not even the tevin itself, but the ground level from which I'm meided the height of the cholo and of the mechitzas and of everything is from the top of the tevin. So the tevin becomes the ground, not that the tevin itself is ka'afadar, that's not the pool of the bittul. The pool of the bittul is that I make the ground level of the sukkah, the top of the tevin, and that's kolecha lefi inyonei. For sukkahs, the ground level of the sukkah is the meshech mea sukkahs. It's determined by meshech mea sukkahs. What's going to be immobile for all of sukkahs is the ground level of the sukkah. And so on and so forth. So that would work perhaps in the medium. Okay, so now let's go on from there. So I thought yesterday we saw that Rosh brings a raya to his shita, Rashi shita, that bittul is this man. Rosh l'chatchilah brought both shitas, Rabbiyo and the Rabbein Chanan on the one hand, Rashi on the other, it's bittul olam or it's bittul is man. And the Rosh says he has a raya, m'chachas. There's a raya to shitas Rashi that bittul is this man from the Gemara in Erev and Davayin Tes. When the Gemara talks about a charitz between two chatzeres, does the charitz divide the two chatzeres that they have to make a separate erev chatzeres? Can't be married together or not. So it says in the Mishnah that if you were mamad, the charitz is a division. If it says asar tochen, but if you were mamad the charitz of the offer, so now already so you can marry the two chatzeres together. So the Gemara asks, but where's the bittul? Often you have bittul. So the Gemara has a few tables, and one teretz is it's Rav Yosi spoken Rav Yosi, or basis it's enough to have an offer, you know, offer stam. Another teretz is that the charitz is different than a bias. In a bias and a bittul, and a charitz is only a bittul, because in the charitz you're more likely to leave the offer there forever. But the Rav Yosi Rav Yehuda said a teretz that the offer is different because it's muksa. I feel an arnaki. You can fill it up even with the arnakis. Fill it up with money, and it would also work because the meshech hashabbos is muksa, so it's bottle the meshech hashabbos. So after us, you see the teretz that only a bittul oilam. That doesn't give me bittul oilam. All I need is bittul and meshech hashabbos. So the same way over there, all I need is bittul and meshech hashabbos. Over here, all I need is bittul yimei hasukkah. That's the raya of the rush. So chayit had a very big time on the Rebbeinu Chananel. What is Rebbeinu Chananel going to do with that gemara? So I told you yesterday two mahalchim that we have in Mefarshim. The Ritva has a mahalch. The Ritva says, sort of like pulling out the rug from under Rebbeinu Chananel. The Ritva has a mahalch. He says, yeah, you need bittul olam. He agrees with Rebbeinu Chananel, you need bittul olam. But the only reason why you need bittul olam, not because be'etzim you need bittul olam. Really, be'etzim, bittul isman is good enough, like Ataka says in that Gemara in Erevin. But the only thing is, you need bittul olam because the words are afraid shema yimolech. Maybe you'll change your mind. You have to move bittul olam, then we know it's for real. But when it's muksa, it's for real anyway, because it's muksa for real. So there you don't have to have bittul olam. Okay, that's in halak. That's the case. So fine, finish. We basically got to say, we're just saying, there is no Rebbeinu Chananel. Lefi the Ritva, you don't really need bittul olam, just like a gzeir shemi yimolach. But really, you don't have to have bittul olam. Then there's another possibility. Was Pnei Yeshua? Pnei Yeshua said the teretz. Pnei Yeshua said, yeah, in echrami. That's what Rav Yosi Rav Yehuda holds. But you see, lemaisa in the Gemara and Erevin, there were other amarim. It's a different teretzim for the kasha about the bad offer. Why didn't they say like Rav Yosi Rav Yehuda? Rav Yosi Rav Yehuda's teretz is so good. Chayav Yosi is 100% right. Talking on Shabbos and it's offer. What do you have to do? Bittul. It's mamish muktz. It's also the move. Of course, Rav Yosi Rav Yehuda is mamish poshut. Rav Yosi Rav Yehuda's teretz is poshut. But you see in the Gemara, Rav Yosi Rav Yehuda is not the last word. After Rav Yosi Rav Yehuda, Mar Bar Rashi says the other teretz. The charitz is different. What are you looking for other teretz? Rav Yosi Rav Yehuda is that's the best teretz. Av Korach says the Pnei Yeshua. It must be the other Amoraim. Look on the premise and they hold no. Bittul is not enough. Me bittul oil. So we don't pass like a Rav Yosi Rav Yehuda. We pass like the other Tirutzim. Kach the Pnei Yeshua. Yes, I pointed out yesterday, the Chorus is a very good time of the Peshul. What's Pshat in the Rosh? Peshul's time is so strong, you have to know what's Pshat in the Rosh. To feed the Rosh, you have to only need Bittul Zman, not in the Rosh. To feed the Shittus, the Rishonim, they only need Bittul Zman. So then the Chorus is going to attack 100% right. Something that's Muksa shouldn't need Bittul. So how come the other Amorim weren't satisfied with their basic religious texts? So I'm not sure. I was thinking maybe if we'll say that the bittul over here is not a bittul in the cholo, but it's a bittul in the tevin, that it, to establish the ground level of the tevin, like the Miri's, or that it's like bittul chomis. I mean, that's even better. But it's hard for me to say bittul chomis because then you should need loyal. But let's say the Miri's version. Like what I suggested in the year. But a kapanim, if it's not just a bittul in the chol, it's a bittul in the tevin, either to make the tevin to offer mamish, like the marik, like chametz, or, like we said in the Meiri, to make the tevin the ground, not that the tevin itself is offer, but to make the tevin, I'm immobilizing the tevin, the meshech amei asukha, so the tevin becomes the ground level. So maybe it's a mokum to say that that's a chalois that I'm being pearl in the tevin. I'm making the tevin to offer, I'm making the tevin like the ground. So maybe to make a chalois in the tevin, maybe it's not enough, even though I know that it's mukzah and I know that I'm not going to move it. So I know that I'm not going to move it. But maybe knowing that I'm not going to move it, that's like also the fanoise. To make the chalois in the tevin, maybe you have to have a bittul b'peh. Anyway, we see Rashi says bittul has to be b'peh. And Rashi learns that that's the whole chilik between bittul and ain also the fanoise. Bittul works. Ain also the fanoise, according to Rabban, does not work. What's the difference between bittul and ain also the fanoise? So Rashi says, because bittul is b'peh, and then also b'fanoise is not b'peh. So what's the difference, b'peh, not b'peh? The three prayers and Rashi. What's the difference? Well, we have to do some magic in b'peh. If he's ain't also b'fanoise, then we know that he's... Like, what's the havon in Rashi? So I told you, Peshul says b'peh doesn't mean mamish b'peh. B'peh means he has a positive das of bittul, and ain't also b'fanoise means that he doesn't have any intentions to, he doesn't have any plans to move. Doesn't mean he's for sure going to leave, but he doesn't have any... He doesn't have any positive, he doesn't have any concrete plans to move it till after Yom Tov. He doesn't have any need for it till after Yom Tov. And bittul b'peh, says the Peshua, means no, he has a positive intent to leave it here. Like Rashi and Evan, lo yatlenu. It's a positive intent, it's a positive intent. Maybe we could say not like Peshua. Maybe we could say that even if we know he's not going to move it, it's muksa. It's not just he doesn't have any plans to move it. He's not allowed to move it. The halacha tells him he's not allowed to move it. Maybe it's not enough. Maybe you need to have bittul b'peh mamish. Let me say it this way. L'maisi Rashi mechalek that bittul is b'peh and ain also l'fanoisi is not b'peh. So the Peshul says l'avda. Okay, l'avda. But if you take Rashi literally, if you assume that Rashi does mean the Ritva, this is Rashi literally. You literally mean b'peh. The Ritva asks and Rashi, well, why do you need b'peh? What's the difference? So I don't know. But l'maisi, if we'll take Rashi literally, the way the Ritva understood him, then Rashi's taka is saying, that even ain also the fanoise, I know that I'm not going to move it. It's not enough. I have to be mevatel it b'peh. Yet Ka'omer, I don't want to over. The Pnei Shu says that's not the Pshat in Rashi because the Ritva Taka is in Rashi. What's the magic of b'peh? If I definitely don't want to move it, then why? What is b'peh moisif? Yeah, it's Taka not clear. But nonetheless, the Posh of Pshat in Rashi, the literal reading of Rashi, is that Rashi saying ain also the fanoise is not enough. You Taka need a bit of b'peh. So maybe that Taka means they're not like the Pnei Yeshua. Ain also the fanoisi, that doesn't mean he doesn't plan definitely to move it. Ain also the fanoisi means he's planning not to move it. But it's not enough. You have to say bittul b'peh. What's the svar? I don't know. Maybe somehow to make the chalois. Taka don't understand the svar. The Ritva doesn't understand the svar. But maybe somehow Rashi holds to make the chalois bittul in the tevin, to turn it into karka. Whether we understand karka like bittul chametz or maybe just like the other version I said, that to make it karka level. Kekarka le'inyan, not le'inyan that it's mamish gofadar, but le'inyan that the level of the sukkah starts from the tevin. To make that chalois in the tevin, maybe you have to have a maise bittul b'peh. And the mere fact that I'm definitely planning not to move it, that's lo yatlenu. That's ein osu l'fanoisi. Ein osu l'fanoisi, not good enough. So the same way ein osu l'fanoisi, I'm planning not to move it. It's not enough. You need a bittul b'peh. So maybe even muksa is not good enough. What is muksa? Muksa is just a chizdik in the ein osu l'fanoisi. We know for sure it's ein osu l'fanoisi. Okay. But it's not bittul b'peh. I have to have bittul b'peh. Maybe it's al derech se. Maybe that's even part of what drove Rashi to say is b'peh. I mean, Pashtun and Rashi, what's the difference between Erosu Lufanos? Maybe Rashi was also driven. You know, the Gemara in Erevin says that it's even that it's Muksha, and nonetheless, the other Amorim hold it's not good enough. Why? Because you need to look at that. There could be another answer, though, for the Rabbeinu Chananel. The Etzim Shaila, what is Rabbeinu Chananel going to do with the Gemara in Erevin? That's where we're focusing. What is Rabbeinu Chananel, going back to that, what does Rabbeinu Chananel do with the Gemara in Erevin? The Gemara in Erevin says Muksha works. At least Rabbi Yehuda said Muktzah works. You see, Bittel's not loyal. So what does Rabbi Chananel do with that Gemara? So again, we have two terutzim. The Ritva says there really is no Rabbi Chananel. Bittel is mine is enough. It's a Shema Yimolech. Okay, so that's fine. Then we have the Peyashua. It's Taka Machlik Samaroyim. That's only Rabbi Yehuda. The other Amaroyim disagree. So we're just in the foul pull around that. But there could be another answer for Rabbi Chananel. Rabbi Chananel is Shitosa even. Why Rabbi Chananel was not bothered by the Gemara in Erev? And this is the, it runs as follows. This is not my voice. This I heard in the shiur from Rav Aryeh of Ozer. He said a very beautiful word. I have a few shiurim sent there from him, and I listened to him in the car and the train, and very nice things. He said as follows. Start like this. This is Gemara in Shabbos, Daf Kufa Melav. Gemara is a case where you have a bar. It's 10 amas, a pit, and it's 10 amas deep. Four kochim wide. It has the dimensions of Rishus HaYochid, so it's Rishus HaYochid. However, it's full of peris. So the Gemara says that if you, it's not Rishus HaYochid, if you throw something into that bar, so you potter. Because the peris are mevatel l'mechitzus. Since the bar is full, the peirist with which the bar is full, I'm a vatal of chitzas habar. So Yishayu may ask, but you're going to take the peirist away? So how does it work? You're going to take the peirist away? Like, why is it bottle? Like, why the mechitzas bottle? The peirist are a metatal. Answers Rabbeinu Chananel. Says Rabbeinu Chananel over there. And the Rishonim bring this also for Shem Rav Haigoyim. The Haigoyim said that it's talking about where you was mevatel the peretz. Nechram, you need bittel. Like an agamah, you need bittel. Ask the Rashba, the Ramban, they ask him this Rav Haigoyim, which is also Rav Nechranal, which is bottle daita. Says in agamah, by karm exhaustus, bittel doesn't work, because bottle daita it's a kalada. How does Bittul work over there? Let me see here, we could be Moshe parenthetically. I don't think they stay that they can be Moshe parenthetically. The Fila Sheikh is that you only need Bittul as man. So Chavit Nashver, Bittul is man. Maybe you could have Bittul is man in Paris. Maybe it's not about the diet of Kolodrom and Kor Miksosis. About the Bittul the Shiva Yomim. Rashi says this. About the diet to Mivatul Kor Miksosis the Shiva Yomim. Rashi says Mishum Hepsed Mamoyne. The Kor Miksosis may get ruined for 7 days. But Paris for one day. We're talking about Shabbos. You only be Bittul for one day. Bittul for one day. Maybe you could have on Paris. Tosis brought the mission to Olois that you could have bittul by a cholol called Mashat, you know, bittul for oil and mace. You could be mevatel tefillah. The Ran spoke out. It's right. I can only bittul oil. Only bittul is man. Bittul is man. You could be mevatel peiros. They won't get ruined for one day or called Mashat and Meisham. It's a short amount of time. The peiros won't get ruined. Karm v'ksosis for 7 days they'll get ruined. So that would be a chorah pasuk to answer. Maybe that's pshat in Meir Chanal and Abayva. It's bittul. They hold you only need a bittul is man, and a bittul is man. And this matter of here is not 7 days, only one day. So to be mevatel peiros for one day, maybe it's not enough, but daifet zol kolod. But it's not maspik because we're talking Rabbeinu Chananel. Rabbeinu Chananel says bittul has to be la'olam. So the olam, that's tfu, you can leave it la'olam. It's about isn't that? That's about bottle daifet. That's no different than karmic sauces. She bevatel daifet zol kolod. So this is the kasha of the Rishonim Eskan Rabbeinu Chananel Rashi, the Ramban, the Rashi, the Eskan Rabbeinu Chananel. How does bittul over here work? Should we both the daitei tzil kolodim? Says the Rashba Teretz, very cryptic. Says the Rashba that Rav Haglein holds that even though a person is not mevatel teretz and it's not a bottle that they took a lot of, but le'inyan Shabbos having meal. That's his word. Le'inyan Shabbos having meal. So very exactly, what do you mean le'inyan Shabbos having meal? Like, why is it any different? Moreover, the Gemara in Erevin by offer says you need to have bittul. I mean, it doesn't say bottle that you don't have to worry either about bottle that say so kolon, but. Yeah, never mind that part. But why should Shabbos be any different? If you need bittul, and the Rav Haglein says you have to be mevatel, it doesn't work without bittul. You have to be mevatel. The Gemara in Erevin also says you need to have bittul. By charitz, you need to have bittul. By offer, the Gemara you need to have bittul. Maybe it's muktzah, you don't need bittul, but fundamentally you need to have bittul. So if you need to have bittul, and it's bottle that you still kolon them, so it's not a bittul. So what do you think? You need to have bittul, but in Shabbos you could have a bittul even though it's bottle that you still kolon them. So my high. This Rashba. So Rav Shach in Avi Ezri, in Perek Dalet, Sukkah, Halacha Yud Gimel. That's the Avi Ezri where he talks about our Sukkah too. So he brings this Rashba, and he says he thinks Pshat in the Rashba is as follows. He says, Lemaisa, the Ramban and the Rashba, they don't like Rav Haglein. I mean, the Rashba said this territory of Haglein, but Lemaisa, they go with a different mahal. And the Rambam and the Rashba say a different teretz. How does muli peiros work? They say no, there was no bittul. You don't need bittul. So if you don't need bittul, so what do the peiros do over here? So you're going to be mafan of the peiros. You weren't mevatel them. So how is the mevatel the mechitzus? Says the lashon the Rambam and the Rashba is by that even though you're going to take the peiros away, and you're not mevatel them. But there's no mechitzus anikaris anymore. As long as the peiros are there, it's not mechitzus anikaris. And if it's not mechitzus anikaris, it's not a mishusayach. At Kandavay. So that's also cryptic. Mechitzas and Ikaras. What does that mean? There's Gemara in Naftali on the base. Gemara talks about an Omud. And the Gemara says, by Sukkah you need Mechitzas and Ikaras. You have an Omud on top of the Omud. So in Shabbos it's Shoseochet because we say Gurasik. But in Sukkah it's not enough Mechitzas and Ikaras. Because it's not enough to have Gurasik because on top of the Omud there's no Mechitzas and Ikaras. So you want to make a Sukkah on top of an apartment building. So on top of the roof. So you could you need to have mechitzas. I could ask, but it's not called. It's not mechitzas any cars. But for Shabbos, you don't need mechitzas any cars. You were talking Shabbos. So what's this mechitzas any cars? So Rav Shach says in the halacha. Shach says it means the following. I'll tell you first what Rav Shach says. Shach says that it means not really that you need mechitzas any cars. It means that in order to be a rishus lochad, it has to be a mokum haroy l'dira. L'shtamshus at least. And since it's full of peiros, it's no longer a mokum haroy l'shtamshus. And so I'm about to list times just the Rishus HaYochid. So maybe it's Ois Rishus HaYochid. Then Rav Shach says, goes a step further, he says, so that's Pshat in the Ramban and the Rashba, that I'm not really about to the Mechitzis, I'm about to list times just the Rishus HaYochid, and maybe it's Ois Rishus HaYochid. So then he says, step two, that's really the Pshat in Rav Haiglein as well. Because Rav Haiglein holds that even for that you need bit. The Ramban and the Rashba say you don't even need bittul. You could be planning to move the Paris, not mevatel Paris at all. But meanwhile, while the Paris are here, it's a bittul l'shtamshus. The Rav Haiglein holds no, that's not called a bittul l'shtamshus because he doesn't speak it out. I guess that is the l'shtamshus. I'm using the Paris, the bar to hold my Paris. That's l'shtamshus itself. So I need to have a ma'aseh bittul. But the bittul over here does not. But the problem is, but I spoke to Daita Yisrael Kolodim. So there, Rav Haiglein is mechav. When the bittul is, when I need the bittul to make the peiros like karka, like over here in the sukkah, I need to make the peiros into karka. So then it has to be a bittul that's not bottle daite tzokolon. It has to be a bittul that's nitpas in the chefza. So a bittul that's nitpas in the chefza, that has to be a tzokolon. If it's not, doesn't conform with das kolodom, I don't have the power to make the tevin into karka if by kolodom that's absurd. Or korim b'ksosos. Like kolodom, it's an absurd bittul, I can't turn it into karka. But over here, by Shabbos, all I need is to be mevatel l'shtamshus of the bar. So to be mevatel l'shtamshus of the bar, I don't care if it's bottle daite tzokol adam. It's enough that I'm planning to leave the Paris here. I'm planning to leave the Paris here for all of Shabbos. No, he's saying a deep part of Shabbos. He's saying like this: what's the idea of bottle daite tzokol adam? Bottle daite tzokol adam means it's not true. he's lying? He doesn't really want to be mevatel the vada. That's not mecha teisa. He says he's going to leave the karm b'ksasas here for 7 days. So he's a rich guy, doesn't care about his karm b'ksasas, so why not? We don't believe him. That's not the pshat. The pshat is that such a machshava that normal people wouldn't do doesn't have the power to make the chalos in the karm b'ksasas and make them kikakra. Can't be piled in the karmic sources to make them into kakra. Because it's an idiosyncratic machshava that it's a kalodim nobody would do, so it doesn't have any, it can't be piled the chalois. That's where I need the bittul to make a chalois in the karmic sources that they're going to become like kakra. So that's bittul that it's a kalodim, doesn't work. But over here by Paris, I don't need to turn the Paris into kakra. All I need is to be mevatel l'hishtamshus of the bar. To be mevatel l'hishtamshus of the bar, so I'm not making a chalois in the Paris. You see, the Ramban and the Rashi hold, I don't even need bittul at all. I can just put the pears there, and meanwhile, it's just the shtamshus of the bar is bottle. So that far, if high goes, doesn't go. That's not enough to me about the shtamshus of the bar. You'll take the pears out and use the bar. So you need to say, no, I'm leaving the pears here for all of Shabbos. That would be a problem if you wanted to make a chalos in the pears. I don't need to make a chalos in the pears to turn them into kaka. I just need you to take seriously that I'm leaving the pears here, and therefore the bar is not available for your other, for other things. The bar is not available for other things because I'm leaving the pears there for all of Shabbos. So maybe it's a bittul in the shabbos of the bar. I come from a shach, from the Aliyah. So Rav Moses said, that's a little bit dochuk in the lashon of the Rishonim. The lashon of the Rabban and the Rashba was not that I'm mevatel l'shtamshus. The lashon of the Rabban and the Rashba was that I'm mevatel that it's not mechitzas and ikaros. At the end of the day, the lashon of the Rabban and the Rashba was that you need mechitzas and ikaros. It doesn't sound like it's a bitul in the shtamshus of the Rishus Yoch. It sounds like it's a bitul in the mechitzas and ikaros. It doesn't sound like this word of Rav Shach. That's a bitul in the shtamshus. But then what is it? Mechitzas and ikaros. Then why is it dalal and beis? Only by sukkah you need mechitzas and ikaros. By Shabbos you don't need mechitzas and ikaros. The answer is that, and this has to do with sugyas later, with sugyas dalal and beis of chokak, that there, it could be that there is a svar in hilchas Shabbos. That in hilchas Shabbos you need to have, since the purpose of the mechitzas Shabbos is to divide the shusha rabbi from the shusha yochid, the mechitzas has to be nikaros to the meir shusha rabbi. If the Be'er Shus Rabban don't see the Mechitza, then it's not called a Mechitza that does the function of dividing Shus Rabban from Shus Yoch. It's a shame. We'll get to the Sugya of Chokok, the Ishlim, and the Dalai and Beis. We'll see more about this. But there could be a Svara. The Gemara by Omud says that when you have an apartment building, and the Be'er Shus Rabban see the walls, but the guy sitting on top of the roof doesn't see the walls, that's a Sukkah problem. That the person in the Sukkah doesn't see the Mechitza and the Karas. That's not a Shabbistic problem. But if you have mechitzas that the Be'er Shus Rabban don't even see, then that's not a problem of mechitzas ha'anikaros. That's not an effective mechitzas in Hilchos Shabbos. That's probably a poshup shot in the Rabban and the Rashba, but that the Paris, you fill up the bow with Paris, so nobody sees the mechitzas. So even if you have no bittul, it's not mechitzas ha'anikaros. But we could still use of Shach's, so the exact lungs to what the Rabban and the Rashba is saying are not like of Shach. But the Malach HaMachshava of Shach, we could still use. And we could say the same, along the same lines. That the Ramban and the Rashba hold that to make it not Mechitzas any Koros, it's enough, I filled the bar up with Paris, there's no Bittul, there's no nothing. No, the Mechitzas any Koros. Maybe just Ram don't see them. That's not a good Mechitza. If Haigon holds, no, that's not enough. Because if the Paris are only there temporarily, then that's not called, it's a lack of Mechitzas any Koros. We have a Mechitza, right now it's temporarily obscured by the Paris. 10 minutes from now, the Paris won't be here. The Mechitzas will be in the cars. That's not Mevatel Mechitzas. You have to do a Ma'aseh. You have to be Mevatel with Paris. But nonetheless, the purpose of the Bittul here is not to make a Chalois in the Paris that they're Kekarka. I don't need to make a Chalois in the Paris that they're Kekarka. All I need is to declare my intent to leave the Paris here for all of Shabbos. And if the Paris are going to be here for all of Shabbos, then the Mechitzas won't be Mechitzas in the cars. That's the pshat in this Rav Chananel and Rav Haifa. So let me go over this again, because it's a little bit complicated, and not so just that we're holding it so much. So I just want to go over it now. I'll give you now the corrected version, or Roser's version of Shach's word. Not the way Rav Shach himself said it with Hishtam Shus Habor, which is not Mashman Rishonim, but the way Rav Ozer said it over. At Emes, he just quoted Rav Shach the way he wants it to be, but I looked inside. Rav Shach doesn't say exactly the way he said it, so I'm telling you what Rav Shach said and what, how he corrected it. So the Nusach HaMesukim runs as follows. Again, so we'll take it from the top. We have a Gemara. The Gemara says you have a bar and you filled it up with Paris. It's no longer a Shusayachim. Zorak Lusayach Yipapi. So Shayim asked, what do you mean? The Paris are also the Fanoish, so you're going to take the Paris away. What are the Paris? How could the Paris be Mavatul Abar? Says Rabbeinu Chananel, says Rabbi Haigoy, the cases where he was Mavatul Paris. Asks the Ramban, asks the Rashba, what do you mean? Batul Daita will go out. Karim says, Batul Daita. What kind of bittul is that? It's Batul Daita. So the Rabban and the Rashba themselves, well, I'll tell you a second. So the Rashba answers, Pshat the Rabbeinu Chananel and Rabbi Haigoy, is that Le'inyan Shabbos, it's enough that you're Mavatul Paris, I don't care about Batul Daita. It makes no sense. If you need Bittel, then you should care about Bota Daita. So what's the shot? So the answer is, because the Ramban and the Rashi themselves, they don't agree with Rabbeinu Chananel and Rabbi Haigoy. They say, no, the case is not where you're Mavatul. And they say different Paris. That even if you're not Mavatul the Paris, you just leave the Paris there, it still makes it no longer Rosh Hashanah. Because the fact that the Paris are there, it makes it that the Mechitzas are not Mikoros. The Bnei Rosh Hashanah can't see the Mechitzas. And if the Bnei Rosh Hashanah can't see the Mechitzas, then in Hilchas Shabbos, it's not a Mechitzah, a Mavdelis between two Yeshivas. That's the vote of the Ramban and the Rashba. Now, that's not Rabbeinu Chananel and Rabbi Haigoy. Because the Ramban and the Rashba, you don't need Bittel. But that's enough. You can put the Paris there, and you're not Mevatel, you don't say anything. The fact is, the Paris are there, the Mechitzas are not Nikars. But now we could say, Bidas Rav Haigoy, and Bidas Rabbeinu Chananel, this is Rav Shach's word, basically, is that Rav Haigoy really and Rabbeinu Chananel really hold like the Ramban and the Rashba, this fundamental distinction. That by Mechitzas Shabbos, all you need to do is take away the Mechitzas HaNikaros. The only thing is that whereas the Ramban and the Rashba themselves hold that for that you don't even need Bittul. Just as long as the Paris are there, it's not Mechitzas HaNikaros. The fact is the Paris are there, it's not Mechitzas HaNikaros. Rabbeinu Chananel and Rav Haigoy hold, no, if the Paris are only there temporarily, then it's still called Mechitzas HaNikaros. So there's a passing cloud, but it's basically Mechitzas HaNikaros. But if he was Mevatel the Paris, that means he's declaring that the Paris are going to be there for all of Shabbos, then the Mechitzas are not Nikaros. I bought the Daita. Bought the Daita is only a problem when the function of the Bittel is to make the Karka, is to make the Paris Kikarka. You want to turn the Paris into Karka, that has to be Machshava that everybody would have. The Machshava is bought the Daita, it's a Kolodom, can't make a Chalois in the Paris. Oh, really, I don't need to make a Chalois in the Paris. I just need to have the fact that the Mechitzas aren't Nikaros. If all I need is the fact that the Mechitzas aren't Nikaros, that it's enough that I did Bittul, that's both the Daita Yitzel Kolodom. So nobody else would to be Mavatel. But I'm Mavatel. I don't plan to move these Paris there the whole Shabbos. So sue me. The Maisa, I'm not planning to move the Paris there for the whole Shabbos. So I'm a strange guy. I'm not planning to leave. So if I'm not planning to leave to move the Paris, then it's not Mechitzas HaNikaros. Ad kan, Rav Shach's word, as amended by Rabbi Yov Ozer. So Mimela goes a step further, and we can say like this. Rabbeinu Chananel in general holds that you need bittul la'olam. That's Rabbeinu Chananel's shita nasa. You need bittul la'olam. Now we had explained yesterday. What's the sorrow of Rabbeinu Chananel? Why do you need bittul la'olam? Because Rabbeinu Chananel holds that the bittul is to make the tefuah, to make the tevin into karka. To make the tevin into karka, you need bittul la'olam. Because if the tevin is not, if not believe the tevin, you're la'olam, it's not your karka. And that's true. That's what Rabbeinu Chananel holds. The function of bittul is to make the tevin into karka. That's why Rabbeinu Chananel holds you need bittul la'olam. That's true by sukkah. We have to make the tevin into karka because you need to change the level of the sukkah. That's true by tumah ritzutza, by mace, and so on. But in Hilchas Shabbos, we have the charitz, which is a mechitza Shabbos, and it creates a little rishus between the two chatzeres and divides the two chatzeres. In Hilchas Shabbos, if I want to be mevatel those mechitzas, all I need is to make it not mechitzas hanikaros. Because mechitzas that are not nikaros don't have the ability to divide rishuyas and Shabbos. So in Hilchas Shabbos, I don't need a bittul that makes the tevin into karka. All I need is a bittul that these mechitzas aren't nikaros because I'm gonna leave the Paris there for all of Shabbos. So for that kind of bittul, you don't need la'olam. That kind of bittul, you don't need loyal. For the bittul of mechitzas hanikaros, all I need is that the mechitzas are not going to be nikaros today. So for that, it's not enough. A bittul is ma. It's very mistaber that way. A bittul, his function is to turn the teven into karka. That has to be loilam. After what we explained yesterday, that's the svar of Rabbi. The reason why you need bittul loilam is because to make a chalois in the teven that it's karka. That's like bittul chomets. You can't be mivatul chomets just for Pesach. You have to be mivatul chomets forever, otherwise it doesn't come kafir d'ara. You want him to turn the teven into ara smichto, you have to be mivatul teven loilam, and that's our sugya. But in Eilat Hilchos Shabbos, all you need, this is Rabbi Chananel Lishitosi. Rabbi Chananel Lishitosi said, Rabbi Haigon, as explained by the Rashba, that all you need is to make the mechitzas not mechitzas any chorus. So to make the mechitzas not mechitzas any chorus, all I need is a bit loisa haShabbos. A bit loisa haShabbos. So that mux is good enough. So maybe it's very good to Gemara in Erev. Their mux is how it works, because they're in Erev, and all you need is a bit loisa yet. Need to be mevatelit. That's because Rabbeinu Chananel's shita is that if you're not even in the Gemara by Bor, Rabbeinu Chananel's shita is that you have to mevatel the peiros. Not like the Ramban, the Rashi, you don't even have to mevatel the peiros. Rabbeinu Chananel says you do have to be mevatel the peiros, because Rabbeinu Chananel holds if you're not mevatel the peiros at all, then it's not even a lack of mechitzas any course. Peiros happen to be here now, so if you have a mechitza and you know it's a foggy day and I have an air. But it's a foggy day, you can't see the Erev. That doesn't take away the mechitzas any cars. The fog will pass, and then you'll see the mechitzas. So the pears happen to be there now. You'll take the pears away, the mechitzas will be in the cars. So it says it. So the Ramban and the Rashba, that's still mevatel mechitzas. Pears and mevatel mechitzas, even without it. That's the Rebbe Chananel and Rebbe Haigayin over there in Shabbos Daf Kuf. They say, no, you need to have a bittul. But it's not the regular bittul. That's the Rashba. That's what the Rashba says in Rebbe Haigayin. For the regular bittul, it's not enough. It's butler dietates of kolodom. It's not a real bittul that turns the peiros into karka. It's a bittul that I'm being mevatel the peiros. I'm immobilizing the peiros. Immobilizing the peiros. That's enough to have a bittul. That's a different kind of bittul. So I don't care that it's a bittul that's bottle dietates of kolodom. That's the nidun over there in Shabbos Tavkuf. And by the same token, we're adding that I don't care that it's not loyal, because if it's just a bittul that makes the mechitzas ain't any kars, then a bittul lo yisayom is good enough. Gosh, that's interesting. Or the fee, the Ramban and the Rashba, that you can be that mechitzas and the chorus are destroyed just by the presence of the parents without any bittul at all. What are they going to do with the Gemara and Erevin that says that by charis you have to have bittul? That's a good question. The fee, the Ramban and the Rashba, what are they going to do with the Gemara and Erevin? Why do you have to move bittul the charis? Why do you have to move bittul? Why do you have to move bittul? That does say anymore. You have to move bittul off in the charis. So we're saying only Leoyme. But at least Leoyme, you have to move out to the offer. The Ramban and the Rashba hold that you don't need bittul at all by the Bor Mole Paris. Yes, Lechor, the Ramban and the Rashba, you have to mechalek between mechitzas that created just a yochid. That has to be mechitzas and ikaros. And mechitza that's just separating two chatzeres, there are chatzeres. That for the mechitza that's separating two chatzeres, that they have to be ma'arav separately, that doesn't need mechitzas and ikaros. Right, that's a good point. That'll be muhuk. But Bedash Rabbeinu Chananel, you could say there, Rabbeinu Chananel, no, the mechitzas that are mavdol, stay chatzeres, have to be mechitzas ani karas, the same way a mechitzah that creates Rishus Yochid has to be mechitzas ani karas. So a mechitzah that separates two Rishus HaYochid for a Erev of chatzeres also has to be a mechitzah ani karas. If not a mechitzah ani karas, then it's one, then ma'arvin el. So you have to have bittul. And that's the Gemara over there, the Taka says you have to have bittul. Nonetheless, it's a different kind of bittul. It's not a bittul of olam that makes a chalois in the peiros. It's a bittul zman that immobilizes the peiros that it's not mechitzas mechitzas any cars. Ad kan, from a very Ariyav Ozer, it's very geshmat that Melchana is l'shitosa. It's over there in the Rav Kuf, it's in the Shabbos Kuf, Rav Kuf, it's Rav Melchana in Rav Haigan. And by us the problem is in Rav Melchana. Yeah, one other nekuda that I want to raise, and we'll just to raise the question, and then talk about it more tomorrow. The concept of bittul you have in another sugi about bittul, and that's in Baba Vasa Daf Tezvov, by the sugi of the Rok B'Chaloyim. You have a case like this. You have a chaloy. A chaloy means an opening in a wall. that divides two rooms. There's the wall dividing two rooms, and in the room, in the wall is the chaloyim, and there's a mason on one side in one room, and the person in the other room. And the halach is that if the chaloyim is a tefach by a tefach, then the tumah goes through. But if the chaloyim is less than a tefach by a tefach, then the tumah cannot pass through. And there's a sug over there, if I have a chaloyim that's a tefach by a tefach, but I put something down on the chaloyim, that's mimayit, the avir of the chaloyim. And it's a sug of a bit over there. It says you have to be mevatel. If you're mevatel it, then it's mimayit, and if you're not mevatel it, it's not mimayit. So that's another sugya, another place where bittul has an effect. There also, there's a machlekes yeshayim, do you need bittul olam or need bittul zman? Machlekes yeshayim. More than the same finish. But it's l'char machlekes Taisus and the Rambam. It's a lot of yeshayim involved, but what's the... One of the cases over there is that you have a tinuk in the chaloyim, and it's mimayit. So, but the case, why is it mimayit? So much it's a nefel. It's a ben shmaina. It's a tinuk, but it's not viable. So it's mimayit in the chaloyim. Fet the Gemara. First of all, there's another case. Tama, there's a person in the chaloyim, so it's mimayit. So how's the person mimayit? It's not bottle. Where's the bittle? So the Gemara says, it's talking about Kofos, he was tied up. And then we ask, in the case of a Nephil, someone says, but the Nephil, the mother's, even if it's a Nephil, the mother's going to take the baby to nurse it, even if it's not a viable thing, but the mice, the mother's going to nurse it. So the Gemara answers, but it's on Shabbos. And on Shabbos, a Nephil is Muktzah, so the mother nurses the baby, but she can't take the baby, she can't move the baby off. That's the Gemara. So Tosafot over there adds that you have to add that he was planning to leave after the baby dies. He was planning to leave it in the chaloyim. That's going to be the kfura of the baby. Maybe it was in the cave or something. That was going to be the welcome kfura as well. Because otherwise, it's not a bittul olam. You need a bittul olam. So you see, Tosafot also need a bittul olam as well. Very strange. See, but Tosafot learns you need a bittul olam. And the Rambam brings the case of a ben shmaina on Shabbos that it's mimayit, and he doesn't say anything about it. He's talking about a case where that's where you want to be kaver the baby. So obviously the Rambam holds you only need, seems to at least the Rambam holds you don't need a bittul olam. The case is machlekes yeshayim. By being mimayit the chaloyim, do you need a bittul olam or is enough to have a bittul zman? So the chayim is the stirim yeshayim. The chayim is the same machlekes that you have by us. Rashi and the Rosh, the Ran on the one hand against the Rabbeinu Chananel and the Rav Yoh and the Ritva on the other hand. The problem is it doesn't stem in the Miva Mi Ha'ilcha. First of all, Taisus and Ar Sugya. The Chayra holds that Bittul is not a Tefillah. It's not Mufurish in Ar Sugya, but Taisus does say that when Taisus quotes the Mishnah Olos about being Mevatel Tua, Taisus takes the Mishnah to mean that you can be Mevatel that by a mace you could be, if you Mevatel the Tua, then it becomes then it's a Bittul works and it becomes a Tumah Ritzutzu. The Ran said that from there's a riot, that Bittul is not Lo'olam. Bittul will be Lo'olam. If you needed Bittul Lo'olam, then it would be Bottle Dieti Etzel Kalodim. How can it be Rattle Tfu Lo'olam? So the Ritu says it's a riot. Only Bittul Lo'olam. Only need a Bittul Lo'olam. The Ritu says you do need Bittul Lo'olam. Says Takah, it's not Pshat in the Mishnah. There's an opposite Pshat in the Mishnah. Bittul Pshat in the Mishnah. But Tosafot takes the Mishnah like the Ran, that you could be Mevatel Tfu. How can you be Mevatel Tfu? Where's the Bittul Lo'olam? Apparently Tosafot says you don't need Bittul Lo'olam. You only need a Bittul Lo'olam. And the other hand over there, by Chaloyim, Tosafot, I just told you the Tosafot, but the Tinoi, Tosafot says you need a Bittul Lo'olam. More Mefurish is in the Rosh. The Rosh by us holds Mefurish like Rashi. They only need a Bittul Lizman. They called it the Rosh, he's right, and Marin Erevin. The Rosh holds Mefurish, but us only need is a Bittul Lizman. And Shabbos you need a Bittul Lo'isayim, and Sukkot you need a Bittul Lishiva, and so on and so forth. The Rosh himself, in Hilchus Tumah, in the back of the Gemara Menachos, you have Halachos Kanis from the Rosh, so he has there Hilchus Tumah. So the Rosh, when he talks about the Sugya of Rokik, says Beferush that you need a Bittul Lo'olam. So that's there. It's a steer in Taisus, steer in the Rosh. The Rosh is a very glaring steer. What's the difference between in the Hasugya, where the Rosh holds like Rashi, all you need is a Bittul Lizman, and the Sugya over there, by being Ma'at Chaloyim, we need to have a Bittul Lo'olam. But that's a problem. That's the Chayim Yesk. Yeah, l'chora the direction is going to be, we'll talk later in the next tomorrow, Mr. Shem, more in detail, but l'chora the direction is going to be with the rate that we were saying. And maybe the Rosh holds that by us, the bittel that we need is a bittel in the shtamshus. Bittel shtamshus enough, a bittel is not. Over there, the bittel we need is not a bittel in the shtamshus. There we need, maybe over there we need a bittel in the, that you have to turn it into karka. Means a hesper, why that should be cholov. But akapanim l'chor, that would be the direction, given all the, say to a carpenter, everything looks like a nail. So l'chor, having been busy with these, with this chakira, l'chor, this looks like a candidate for applying this chakira. But we'll see more tomorrow. Okay. It's Kedaius here of Shachas. Maybe I'm not sure what the. It's Kedaius here to see the Rosh Shachas. Perek Dalet. Not about this issue, but about Chalak, but just in general, on this issue of the two different kinds of Bittul. Rav Shach also addresses the Sheher Amam that maybe we'll talk about. So again, the Rav Shach is in Perek Dalet, Sukkah, Halacha, Yigimel. It's Kedaius here.